Do you know, again, just another kind of question, did they, that your grandparents on your mother's side, did they belong to any organizations, clubs, social organizations at all? Do you know? I don't know how well you knew them.
Well, in their later years, they belonged to the Presbyterian Church in Pueblo.
Okay.
And I think that they were just, you know, with their moving from one place to the other with grandfather's work, I don't think that there was much introduction to religion in that at that time.
Okay. And no benevolencies or no benevolent organ
not
or
that
like
I know
Masons or
no. My husband was a Mason,
okay.
And my son is, but none of our prior family was.
Okay. Now, let me ask you the same thing about your grandparents on your father's side. What were their names?
Peter Schattinger and Elizabeth, goodness, I can't think of her maiden name. I'll let that go for a moment.
Okay, you can
remember. Schattinger.
But Elizabeth Schattinger would have been her name. And what did he do for a living? He was a...
Grandfather.
He was the one
who
owned
the
ranch here.
Yes.
Okay.
He was the one who started the ranch.
Okay. And where were the Schattingers from originally? Do you know?
Germany.
Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a German. That's a German
right.
name.
Right.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about him coming here. When did he come here?
They came here, or I think probably they came in about 1873 or 4. Sort of looking the area over and deciding what they wanted to do. And he had a brother who had tuberculosis, and the doctor had told him he must get out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And so grandfather and he came out here, and the two of them then got into Denver, and they had a quarter, and they sat on the sidewalk and tossed the quarter or the nickel, whichever it was, to see which way they would go, whether they would go to the east and find a dry land farm or go to the mountains. And they came to the mountains, so that's where how they happened to come here.
My goodness. And they homesteaded this area?
They both did. Uncle
Henry.
Two
brothers homesteaded.
Yes. Grandpa Pete, as he was called, or Uncle Pete. And then Uncle Henry ranched one ranch further over in the hills, and then ours was down a little bit more in the valley.
They were kind of next to each other? Did they
No, there was another ranch in between, which was my grandmother's parents at some point in time. And I don't know when that was, but it was just a small, maybe 80-acre plot in that general area. And I don't think it ever developed into much of anything.
So it was your grandmother's parents? It would have been your great-grandparents' ranch?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. These were Schattingers as well?
Now, wait a minute. Let's see. Yes, it would have been a great grandparents.
On the Schattinger side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So they came out here as well.
Yes, And they were here. And then when grandmother died, then those people went with the little baby, then they all seemed to have gone back to Cincinnati. Hmm. And then I think Uncle Henry bought that property, or maybe Mr. Volz bought it. There was another man owned it, another portion of the present ranch was owned previously by Mr. Volz and Mr. and I can't think of the one who belongs to the family, but I can get it from the biography.
How many acres was they homesteaded? These were homesteads, right?
Yes, Well, ultimately we have 1,500 acres now, but in the beginning I think they were 80-acre plots probably, and my father even homesteaded a little portion of it, and grandfather bought some from the government, and I don't know, part of it was called state land. I know there was a certain section of the ranch that was always called the state land property, and whether it was purchased back from the state land or how they acquired that, I'm not just totally sure whether it was homesteaded and they got it in that manner or whether they paid for it. And I do have, or my nephew has the abstract. And that's the most interesting thing I've ever read in my life. That's from the day that the ranch started, you know. And then with the ditches and the water rights and legal things that happened with the water rights, it becomes quite a document.